This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
In the town of Lismore, so many people are trying to pick up the pieces, but where do you even start when you've lost your home? Marcus Bebb joins us live from Lismore now. Marcus, tell us about the actual flood and how those first few days unfolded. And when did you know you'd lost your house?
So it started Sunday. We moved everything up from underneath the house. Brought it all upstairs. Got told that it would be a 74 flood, which is our floorboards. So we decided to stay, and if it comes through the floorboards, we'd move a few things. Got to 5 a.m. Monday morning, we're all waist deep in raging floodwaters that just, very politely roared down the street. Up on the roof for 4 hours, rescued by what we like to call the boating army from Ballina, Blakes and Tinnies.
Where are you living now?
We're fortunate. We've got emergency accommodation with my father-in-law that reinforce emergency accommodation. It's a house. It's a roof over our head at the moment, but it's not for the next 3 months at least.
Who's we? Is your kiddos?
Myself, my wife, and my three children. A couple of teenagers, 14 and 15-year-olds. So, we've all lost everything. It's gone. It's in a pile in the front yard.
So what is it like now that the waters have receded? People are just, gutting their houses?
So, yeah, every person I know in South Lismore has got their stuff out on the street. Next door neighbours are ripping walls out just trying to save the buildings now and rebuild. But that's going to be extremely long time. We're pouring down rain today, so a lot of stuff comes to a halt today, but it's gut-wrenching is the word.
Yeah. In amongst the crisis, we've seen such heartwarming images of neighbours caring for one another, rescues, you talked about the boat army, hospitality happening, clean-up efforts. Is that just the media's portrayal, or is there a real strong sense of community on the ground?
Oh, no, look, it's Lismore. We flood. We went through a flood 5 years ago and we had the same response community-wise. We're neighbours. We get in and help each other. We're northies and southies that we call ourselves here. It's we get stuck in, we do what's got to be done, and then we don't like screaming for help. But when we're standing in my living room at the moment, I'm looking at flooding 7 feet up my wall, so I need help. Yeah.
Scream away. We want to help.
if that helps from the community, if that helps from the government, I'll always put my hand up at the moment and go, hey, my situation at the moment with my family is we need a roof, we need a caravan, we need, something to stay within the community while we rebuild our house.
Yeah. What would you want our listeners to know and understand about the situation?
It's a really hard one, because the more people I've talked to on the ground up here from government or government agencies, we had a similar situation at the bushfires. People need houses. People need that to know that we've got a roof over our heads. Our family's got a roof over our heads for the next 6 months, 12 months, while 1,900 homes get rebuilt in our community. And that's just us. You start going down river to the other communities, and you've got Kairakai, Woodburn, Broadwater, Wardell. They're literally all in the same boat as Lismore. We're just fortunate that Lismore gets the media, Lismore gets the people know where Lismore is, but it's the region. It's just not my neighbourhood.
All morning, we've been pointing people to give money and not stuff. Is that the best way that we can support you?
Talking about my personal situation and a few of my friends, that's the situation that we're in. I've got nowhere to put a lounge. I've got nowhere to put a TV. I've got nowhere to put a fridge. But, our local council up here, and they've done it last flood. They run a flood relief, Lismore flood relief, that, you can donate to. And that goes to us. That comes back to, me and my family and my neighbours' families and the unfortunate group, to put it into a context of words. I can stand here on my front patio this morning and there's 20 neighbours that we're in the same boat. We're walking around the front yards this morning a bit aimlessly, a bit, you know, where do we put our stuff? Where do we live? Where do we go? My neighbours are an elderly couple. They're living with their children. They're spending every day down here just for the fact that, you know, it's out of that house. It's out of they're standing in their home. Yeah. Even though we can't live here, we can't do anything here. It's home.
Marcus Baer, we really appreciate you sharing on the show this morning, just giving us an insight of what it's like right now. And, of course, if you would like to support the recovery efforts on our website, hope1032.com.au, a bunch of incredible charities that are there on the ground providing relief, hope1032.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.